What is good, guys? It's your boy Dylan Sanglay, and welcome back to the Sneaker Reselling 101 podcast. Today, I'm with my partner, Dom, aka 760 Dom, and we are very excited to present you guys episode number 2. So, today we're going to be talking about balance, right? Dom and I are actually in similar situations right now where, you know, we feel kind of like burnt out in a way. And we just want to find solutions, right? And we are here to figure it out. And we're here to talk about that. So Dom, go ahead, brother man.
For sure. So a couple of things. I think we both are coming at balance. I think my situation in particular is that one of my big sourcing methods is kind of, this could be such a long freaking rant, but so eBay, I've bought in the last 2 months, like 45% of my shoes on eBay, and they're making some policies that I don't really like as a reseller. And I can get into that more, but I don't think that's the important part of today's episode. So where I'm coming from is balance comes in a lot of ways. And I know we're both thinking a lot about balance. And I think we're both thinking a lot about how we can change our routines to make them work better for our current circumstances. So
right,
that's something to always be thinking about. So I know you're kind of switching up your schedule, which I'd like to talk about. For me, the next couple of weeks is going to be really, it's going to be me refiguring out how to source inventory to resell, like figuring out a new balance for that, where I want to put my time, where I want to put my effort, you know, how I literally want to balance my sourcing, what kind of apps I want to turn to, what kind of, you know, how much do I want to source off of Instagram? How much do I want to source off of OfferUp, all that stuff. So I know
that's
interesting. Right.
Okay. So sorry to cut you off, but like one quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you mainly source off of eBay?
Oh yeah. I mean, so dude, well, it's been a weird, everything's always evolving. That's the best way I can put it. So like last year, calendar year 2020, it was primarily Instagram. It was mostly people messaging me to sell was primarily the way I bought shoes. And
right,
over time we realized we could do really well buying off of eBay. And you know, I had a couple different times where I didn't produce content for long periods. So at times my brand hasn't been as strong as I'd like it to be in the last calendar year. So we've really turned heavily to eBay. And the first like 3 months of this year, I'd say I ran the numbers. This one's an estimate. I didn't get this number exactly, but we probably did about 70 to 80% of our buying on eBay for the first 3 months. And wow. Then they started really switching up their business model, and we've cut it back since then to 45% in the last couple of months. And we're at a point where we're not really comfortable buying there anymore. So it's going to be like, it's a bigger change than you probably realized when we were talking before this podcast. Like we really got to switch up the way we run this whole thing, which is going to be good and bad, right? Because when you totally change what you're doing, the things you can learn from it and the insights you can have from just completely breaking your normal habits are very interesting. And I know you're going through something similar there. But it's also tough because, you know, if we can't solve the problem of how do we want to replace that 45% of our inventory, then we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. So it's going to be a really interesting next month or two. But I'm optimistic that we're going to figure it out. I already have some ideas.
No, I already know that you're going to figure it out, Dom.
For sure.
Like, the thing is, there's so many shoes in the world.
Yeah, in fact.
Right? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, that's the thing. People got to understand, it's like, so many shoes in the world. Like people literally don't got to worry about like the stock of shoes in the world.
there's enough shoes, but you got to find the deals because exactly. I don't know about you, but when I first started, the hardest thing was finding the resellable inventory. So it's
right.
It's true, but you got to put in the work and have your methods to get good deals.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, again, I know that you're going to find the right methods to that.
Mm-hmm.
I already know you're gonna figure it out though.
But, I do too.
But yeah, man. I don't know. Like I want to talk about my situation, right?
For sure.
As you guys know, or as you know, Dom.
Yes.
I've been talking to like a lot of my close friends, my family, you know, because I recently I've been feeling like really, really like burnt out mentally and physically, right? My body isn't the same. I'm at like currently right now, I'm at like my highest weight that I've ever been in my life, which is horrible to say, but it's good that I'm taking initiative right now. I realized it early and I'm here to take action, you know. I've been feeling this way for a while now, actually. And you know, I hate to say it, but I want to say it right now. The reason why I put in so much work and the reason why, like, I feel this way right now is because, like, I always wanted to do better than I did last month, right? So I'm always having to, like, all right, I gotta hit these numbers. I gotta hit this amount of inventory. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do everything that I gotta do everything better than what I did last month and the months before that, right? Like, I don't know. Like, some of it's financial. Some of it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of it is financial, which is just kind of sad. Yeah.
I think it's the game too.
Yeah, it is the game. But here's the thing, like, I also got to realize that I'm young, right? Like, even if I took a break for like the next 10 years and I just went stupid at like age, 30, I'd still have a very, very large chance of being successful. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I got to understand. Like, I feel like I'm burning myself out mentally and I haven't been focusing a lot on my body. Like, I'll kind of give you a rundown of how my day goes and how my day has been going. So basically I run these things called waffles, right? Waffles is another word for raffles, right? For sneakers. Okay. So basically my audience can win sneakers, from $20, $80. I think the most someone has ever spent in my waffle was like $500 in like one waffle. But the thing is, like, the shoes that they're able to get are really good shoes, right? But anyway, make long story short, I would run these waffles at like 11 p.m. I would get done around like 2 a.m. on my live stream. And then I would go to bed around like 3 or 4 every night, like on a consistent basis. I think the earliest I've ever slept was like 1 a.m. Like, that's like the earliest, you know. Like, I would literally still be so like 2 or 3 a.m. I would do my spreadsheets, so on and so forth. So after that, you know, I go to bed. Of course, when I go, I'm drained, exhausted, right? So sometimes I have to wake up early. Like, it's mandatory that I have to wake up early. So sometimes I wake up at like, sleep at 4, wake up at like 9, sometimes even 7 or 8, right? Or in some, which would be bad, where I sleep late, I wake up late, which is I wake up at like 12 to like 2 p.m., right? At 2 p.m., everyone is already like put in so much work. Everyone's done shipping, everyone's done answering DMs, creating content, whatever, right? And like, I'm literally, although I did like stay up really late being productive, right? I want to be up early and be productive, if that makes sense, right? So when I wake up, I hit the DMs, create content, hit the calls, work on some brand deals, answer emails, ship items out. Sometimes I eat something quick, like, and the things that I eat quick are like junk food. It's just like bad. It was like, you know, it's not like a good full meal. And then I drop off the items that I have, edit more content after that. And then I would prioritize my live every single day. And I would go live at 10, 11 p.m. every single day. And then I repeat that same exact process over and over and over again. And, you know, it's kind of sad to say, but like sometimes, like, I would literally skip the gym so that I can go on a live stream, or I'll skip the gym so that I could answer DMs, you know? So for me, like, these past few days, and the reason why, like, I want to talk about this right now is like the reason why, like, I don't find balance right now is because like all my focus is so much into my business.
Right.
Like, I want to be able to balance my family, my girlfriend, my business, and obviously like my personal, like all, like my personal life, all in all, like my fitness and all that stuff, you know?
Right. And I want to give you what we began to talk about at the beginning of this before it cut out. Yeah. And I've done a little research while you talk, because I knew where you were going with all this, because we've obviously talked about this. And
yeah.
And I could tell you, because I feel the same way, and you need to have some sort of balance where you focus on yourself or your relationships, right? But I want to tell you what the Spotify CEO does. I heard this on the Tim Ferriss podcast where he talked about his morning routine. And before I tell you what he does, mind you, this is the CEO of Spotify. Spotify is a publicly traded business, which we all use. Hopefully you're listening to this podcast on it, and it's worth $46 billion. So this is a dude, like,
crazy.
He's successful. Like, let's put it that way. I'm going to read you the quote of what he said. Okay. I'm just going to read it, because he takes an enormous amount of time for himself to make sure that he's mentally and physically right before he worries about the business. So he says, I wake up around 6:30 in the morning and spend some time with my wife and kids. So he has time for his family there. At 7:30 a.m., I go work out. At 8:30 a.m., I go for a walk, even in the winter. I find this is where I often do my best thinking. At 9:30 a.m., after an hour walk, I read for 30 minutes to an hour before starting work.
Wow.
Morning takes 4 hours for himself. And I will say I do something similar before bed. I usually take an hour to 2 hours every night before I go to sleep. So I do it at night to do some combination of meditation, reading, and writing. And usually that's where I think of new ideas and think about some of the challenges coming up and how to handle it.
So that's pretty interesting, right? Because that sounds, well, obviously it is like a millionaire habit, but like, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on that, and like, that's what a lot of millionaires do. Like, a lot of successful people, like, that's what they do. Like, they wake up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever it is. Like, they'll wake up, they'll meditate, they'll write in their journal, hit a workout, read a book, and then get to work. And like, here's the thing. I've actually done that really, really well, like 2 years ago, I would say. Like, I lost a lot of weight. So I'm starting to do that again, right?
Yeah.
I told you, but obviously I told you I'm gonna start waking up at like 5 a.m., going to the gym. I'm not gonna touch my phone when I wake up. Like, that's one of like the main things I won't do. I'll touch my phone so I could listen to music, you know.
You won't do work on
exactly.
Your phone.
Yeah. I won't get into the internet world or, you know, business world until like I'm done with like the priorities of me waking up, going to hit the gym, reading a book, writing 10 things down that I'm grateful for, manifesting. And another thing too, which is pretty interesting, I this is what I started doing. So matter of fact, let me go and tell you about my journal. So I wrote 10 things down that I am, right? Or that I wanted to be, right? So like I put, I am 50 pounds lighter. I am happy. I own multiple rental units. I have multiple successful businesses. You know, I have 100,000 subscribers. I have a close relationship with my family and God. You know what I mean? So things that that I'm already doing right now, or things that I want to happen, or things that will happen in the future, as like a way for me to like manifest those things, and you know, like the law of attraction and all that. So just that, and I've been reading a few books, and then after all that stuff, I'll eat like some oatmeal for breakfast, and then get to work. But this is the thing. This is like the thing with waking up at 5 a.m. And doing all these things after it's like 9 a.m. And here's the thing. The crazy part is at 9 a.m. I would still be asleep. If I still didn't find that balance, I would still be asleep at 9 a.m. Right. After I get done with, let's just say, a few DMs and calls and emails and stuff, I'd probably be done around like 10 or 11. And guess what? I would still be asleep if I didn't find that balance. Right.
Don't after sleep.
That. Yeah, exactly. Don't sleep. Exactly. So, like, that's the thing. Waking up at 5 a.m., waking up early like that makes anyone way more efficient and will help you get way more things done throughout the day. So I definitely got to focus a lot more on that. You know, as of right now, it's 11:30. So yep. I've been trying to go to sleep around 11 p.m. latest. That's okay.
This not podcast tonight.
After party, we definitely gotta, you know, talk about this for sure. This is a mandatory podcast for sure.
And this is cool because I like talking like life philosophy and like the things you're really working on. And this is not gonna be strictly a sneaker podcast, but beyond that,
yeah,
I want to say like this is something I used to say to myself more like last year than lately, but it's something I really believe in. It's just mindset first. Like if yeah. you're mentally sharp and happy, like obviously, and just like feeling good, like in a mental sense, you're going to just do so much better with the time that you are working. And not to mention, like, if you just work and work and work for the sake of getting better, but you're not enjoying it, then what's the point?
Exactly. So. Exactly. Like, I was talking about this too, not only with like you guys, but like with my family. I'm like, all right. Later on down the road, let's just say I do have a lot of money, or when I do have a lot of money, financially, like I'm like set financially, right? But my health is not there, and like I'm just super overweight. I got diabetes, you know. I'm having all these health issues. What am I going to be spending my money on? Medical bills, right? I don't want to be able to spend my money doing things I love, traveling the world, right? Investing. You know what I mean? I don't want to be unhealthy. I would rather like focus on my health now at a young age than me having to worry about it later on down the road. Does that make sense?
Definitely. 100%.
So again, like two or three years ago, even just 1 year ago, like I was like I weighed less than I do now. So, I mean, I'll just put it out there. I'm 280 pounds right now, which is like my heaviest weight I've ever been. Like the lightest and the healthiest I've ever been was at like 190, 180. And like, damn. I literally like had a visible six pack, like a visible abs, you know? So we're getting there, bro. So what is it? Today's June 21st. By September, I got to lose like a good amount because I'm about to go to Dallas and I'm getting paid to go to Dallas. So I'm getting paid to Dallas to play basketball and go to a sneaker event, bro. I'm not trying to look like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You're trying to be ready to hoop.
Yeah. I'm trying to hoop, bro.
I feel that.
I'm not trying to get busted on, because again, they're flying me out there, right? Special guest. But then at the same time too, like people about to, there's gonna be hoopers out there. I already know. So if I get exposed on camera, that's gonna be all bad.
You gotta be ready to play, and you gotta be ready, you know, and you gotta make content out of it, because that's part of this whole game. And you better exactly. You better be crossing fools up for the gram. You feel me?
I got you, Dom. I won't be like Ben Simmons. All right. I promise I won't be like Ben Simmons out there. Okay. I know how you feel about Ben Simmons. My apologies in advance.
I posted on my story, bro, that I just posted knowing. Ben Simmons suck, and the outflow of support was fantastic, of people getting behind the cause and telling me how horrible Ben Simmons is.
Bro, when I saw that, I was literally dying, bro.
Oh my goodness, bro. And all right, I don't know how much you want to go into basketball. I'm a Sixers fan.
Yeah.
Against the Celtics, I want to say 4 years back, we lost a series in five to them that we had no business losing in five to them. And I want to say it was the elimination game, but y'all have to double check. But he dropped 1 point in the game, And since then, I've been saying
1 point.
He hit one free throw. He hit one free throw the whole fucking game.
Bruh.
Dude, and I've been saying, yeah.
Oh, there he is. Can you hear
me?
Are
we good?
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. But no, for real, the 1 point.
Yeah, it's insane. And in the last four games of this series against the Hawks, he didn't take a single field goal attempt in the fourth quarter in games 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Wow.
Imagine that.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. No, I it's funny because I just saw a post about Ben Simmons, and they were like, where is Summer League, NBA Summer League Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
I don't know if you were watching him back then, but like he was actually pretty nice in the summer league for sure.
Well, it's funny too because every offseason there will be like a montage of him like hitting threes and pickup games and like hitting turnaround jumpers and stuff, and like he never brings it with him to camp. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. I'm weak, bro. I'm dead. Oh my gosh. But anyway, bro, I want to talk about your situation with sourcing. Like, what's going on with eBay? Like, why is it going to be harder for you to source items from eBay?
Yeah, this is a lot. So, it's interesting. So, they introduced this eBay Authenticity Guaranteed program. And if you, I don't know, it sounds like it would be a good thing, right? They're trying to compete with GOAT. So, they're trying to take every shoe that they sell, authenticate it in person, and then ship it to the buyer, right? In theory, that should be really good.
Right, right.
So when it first came out, we were like, of course, like we're going to just keep buying how we'd buy. The stuff's going to take a little bit longer to get to us because it has to go to New York first and then get to us. But we were like, you know, it is what it is. That's cool. You know, we're not going to have to worry about getting fakes because we do make, you know, a few returns a month on eBay because someone sends us fakes, which is what it is. Jeez. So it seemed like it would be good, right? It seemed like it would all be good.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that happened was we got a pair of Jordan 4 Fire Reds that we bought as dead stock that were just clearly used. Like the Nike Air was ripped. There was like hair and lint in the insole. You know, they're really clean, but they were used, you know? And we realized, like, we were like, okay, that's really bad service on eBay. But like, you know, we bought them for like $230. They're pretty VNDS after we touched them up. We flipped them for like $20 profit. So it wasn't the end of the world, but that was our first thing.
Right.
And then we got a pair of DS Jordan 4 purple metallics with like orange stains all over them. So we complained and we got our money back, which again, not the end of the world because we got a refund. So like up to that point, we were still good with the service.
Mm-hmm.
The turning point, I've talked about this in my YouTube videos some because we've had a couple different things like this, but the turning point was we got Jordan 4 Thunders. Used is the it was one of the early used pairs we bought on eBay, and it was described as VNDS worn one was how the seller put it, right? I don't know if you saw this video or not, but I made a little bit of content about it. But there was paint cracking on the inner sides of both shoes, and I don't know if you know like how like the top outer portion of Jordan 4s, like the separation gets pretty gnarly on those over time, like in that position on like the outside part of the shoe,
right?
I kid you not, both the left and the right shoe, the whole midsole was falling off on the outside.
Wow.
So we got like, I mean, these things were unwearable. Finessed. We got absolutely finessed. So of course I called eBay and the person on the phone said like, you know, they're pre-owned shoes. Like we just checked that they're pre-owned. Like you don't really have any course of action here. And I was like, I was pissed. Like, yeah. I don't usually get like mad. That's not really my personality, but I was mad and I'm like, no, like you don't understand. The shoes are falling apart. They're completely unwearable. And the seller said they were worn one time. I was like explaining like VNDS means very near dead stock, like new, like there's no way this should happen. So I filed an appeal and I lost. They said,
no way.
We just checked that the shoes are pre-owned, you know, and that's it. So, but that's not the end of it. So get this, this is even worse. I've talked about this in a couple YouTube videos now. We sold a pair. This is not a great look on my part, but we did everything we could to fix it. So we sold a pair of Jordan 11 Concord size 10 on eBay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We sold a pair of Jordan 12 Taxis size 10 on GOAT.
Okay.
We flipped them. So I sold the Jordan 11s to eBay. I sold the Jordan 12s to GOAT. But I shipped the Jordan 12s to eBay, and I shipped the Jordan 11s to GOAT. So GOAT's located in California. They got the package in a day. They told us they received the Jordan 11s, so we knew that we flipped them. So we knew that the pair we were supposed to send to eBay went to GOAT. We paid $8. They sent the shoe back, right? Okay. That was pretty straightforward, you know, because GOAT's on their shit.
Yeah.
The pair that went to eBay, you know, I was like, it'll get to the authentication center. They'll realize it's the wrong shoe because the guy ordered a Jordan 11. I shipped a Jordan 12. Mm-hmm. They'll send it back to me, and then I will send the correct shoe to the buyer. Right. I thought that would be pretty straightforward.
Right.
Well, I got an email and it said that the shoe had been authenticated and eBay had paid out my sale. So I call eBay. Called eBay and I straight up told them, I said, look, guys, I shipped the wrong shoe to you. You need to get this shoe shipped back to me. It's not right. Like, you know, we can't have the buyer getting the wrong shoe. And they said, I swear to God, all that they said was, all we do at eBay is we check that the shoes are real. We don't check the condition. We don't check that it's the right model. We don't check the size. They didn't say it that explicitly. Wow. All he said was, all we do is we make sure that the new or pre-owned matches, and we make sure that the shoes are authentic, and then we ship them to the buyer. And the problem is, it's so bad. The problem is that once the buyer receives the shoe, they're not allowed to request a refund, and they're not allowed to message the seller, and they're not allowed to leave the seller negative feedback. So it's insane. So obviously you can't trust anything you buy from them. And then on top of that, they've now changed their qualifications to all used shoes worth or listed for $100 or $150 or more, or all new shoes at $100 or more qualify for the program, which means, you know, the vast majority of what we bought on eBay, we can no longer buy.
Wow. That's crazy, that's kind of scary. That's pretty scary though. Like, especially like when you buy like, and then they just send you like the wrong shoe.
Right. Like, imagine being that guy. And this is what I said in my video. Like, I messed up, but at least I sold the taxis for a higher payout on GOAT even after the fees and the Concord. So at least we lost some good money there, but at least the buyer got some resale value is all I can say. But you can't.
Like, I kid you not. Like, I've been through the same exact situation. And like, I was like, damn. You know, it's funny that you went through the same situation too, but like, you know, mine wasn't through any of those apps. Like, it was through sellers from or buyers from Instagram. Mm-hmm. And basically we put the wrong label on two of the packages because we had like a bunch of orders. I think that day we had like 50 plus orders. Mm-hmm. And we put the wrong label on two because there was a dude that was supposed to get Legend Blue 11s, and then the other guy was supposed to get some bricks, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, like there were some like bad, like not even good shoes. I think there were Jordan 14s actually. Jordan 14, the last shot. So anyway, the dude that bought the last shots got the legends, and then obviously vice versa, right?
Yeah.
And then I told the dude that received the legend blues, I'm like, bro, if you can't just send it back, bro. He was like, yeah, bro, no worries, right? And then the dude that initially bought the legends got the 14s. Like, I asked him the same thing too. Just ship it back, bro. We got you, no worries. He said, yeah, they both agreed to it. So the guy that got the Legend Blue sent it back to me. I got it. And then the guy that had the 14s, like after like a week or two, he didn't even respond to me. Wow. So he basically just kept the 14s. And so I asked the dude that received the Legends initially. I was like, bro, if you want the shoes, I'll just go and send them back. He was like, bro, definitely just send those back to me. Because, like, I would rather just take those.
My boy came up.
He came up. But at the same time, like, it was my mistake. And, like, mm-hmm. I tried to do I try to take it into the best of my abilities to fix it. But at the same time, too, you know what I mean? Like, I offer to pay for the shipping. I offer to do everything for them.
Right.
Like, pay for all the labels and shit. Like, take it out, take time out of my day, because obviously it was my mistake. So, right. But at the same time, too, like, if the other dude wasn't participating and the other dude did, it's not right, you know? So I was like, all right, whatever. I shipped the dude, the Legend Blues back, and I called it a day. Cause I was like, bro, it was such a headache. Like, you have to wait. Then you have to remind it, like, cause you're getting so many orders every day or every week. Right. Like, you're going to think it's either a GUA deal. It's like, bro, what is this Legend Blue? Like, you know what I mean?
right.
But no, bro. Like the thing with you on eBay, like, that's actually pretty scary. Cause like, but the thing is, it's the thing that I like about eBay is that authenticity thing, though. Even though there is some pros and cons to it, that it is still very good. Because here's what I was getting at. So imagine if you were to sell some Travis Scott's, right, dead stock, sell it for, like, let's just say two racks, right?
Right.
The buyer gets it. Exactly. You already know I'm going with this.
Yeah, right? I know where you're going. It protects the seller, but, like,
yeah,
it just needs to be better. It just needs to, they're too big and too important to the sneaker game to be rolling out a half-assed product and just continuing to expand it. That's how I feel.
They don't at the time, they didn't protect the seller. They protected the buyer at the time. But now they're trying to protect the sellers with this authenticity program that they implemented. But
right. go ahead and continue what you're saying, because I think it's valuable information for everyone listening.
Right. So, like, this is what it used to be, and, like, this is the crazy thing too, guys. Like, you know, if there's any scammers listening to this, right, don't you know, close your ears, right? But if there's any resellers out, like, listening to this right now, please make sure you guys listen to this, especially if you sell on Depop, like OfferUp, like if you ship shit out through OfferUp.
Understand your platforms.
Understand, right? Because here's the thing with eBay, before they had this authenticity program, right? Here's what would happen, right? Let's say let's just say you had a Travis Scott, sold it for $2,000 to the buyer. Okay. Now the buyer in hand has a fake Travis Scott, or just like a fake version of the shoe that you sell for, like, very, very expensive, right? Now, once the buyer gets a shoe, they're gonna be like, oh dang, like, this is dope, right? They keep the authentic pair, and then they ship you, and then they file a claim, and they say that your shit is fake. Now all they have to do is send you back, quote unquote, the item that they sent you. Now, what this dude is going to do, the buyer, is literally just going to send you the fake pair while he keeps the real pair. And then he also gets the money back. Because at the time, like I said, the buyer, like, eBay would protect the buyer more than the seller. And then after the case is done, it's over with. Like, you can't do anything else after it, you know? And, like, I feel like a lot of people were going through that. And I feel like a lot of people were going through that same exact issue, but, like, nah, bro, that's pretty scary. That's scary.
And just to go off what you're saying, they're in the right direction, because, like you said, it was extremely buyer favorable before, where, like, if a buyer put in a return request against the seller, they basically just got it automatically, like, so much so to the point where I wasn't even willing to sell on eBay, and I know you weren't either. So they're heading in the right direction with this program of having a middleman arbitrate between the buyer and the seller and make sure that a fair deal has taken place. Like, that's the model that the sneaker industry is going in. And I think that's great. Like, that is what's needed for buyers and sellers, because it protects buyers that don't really know the difference between real and fake stuff. And it protects sellers from buyers who try to scam, right? So it's a good, in theory, it's a good system. But me and my brother talk about this all the time. What we don't understand is how they've been running this system for 7 months and they don't realize how bad they've executed it so far. Because in theory, it solves all the problems that comes with selling sneakers or any product that is heavily faked or used or subject to returns or have any issues like that. But, like, they just got to do it better. You know, like goat system is great, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it has its flaws as well, but it's like they ship the shoe, they verify that the SKU matches, they verify that the size matches, they go through the checks, they verify the authenticity, they compare the pictures, they make sure you sent the right shoe, they go through the flaws, they make sure that all major flaws are accurately described, they go through the box condition, they make sure that you describe the box condition correctly, then right. They pay the seller and they ship it to the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what eBay's really just missing, the verifying the SKU and verifying the condition of the shoes and the box, which is a huge, like, that's hugely important. And I'd be curious if anyone's listening to this and you've had a different experience than me, I would like you to DM me or Dylan. I'm at 760.dom on Instagram. Just DM me and let me know what your experience has been like. But we've bought and sold a lot through the program, and it has its issues. It's going in the right direction, but I'm not confident that they're going to fix it anytime soon because they keep expanding the program and it's still just fundamentally broken.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Like they gotta take their time. They definitely gotta take their time with the system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's kind of shitty, bro. You know what I mean? Like if I would have ordered a pair of Travis Scott Dunks or something on there and like I get a pair of like Air Force Ones, you know, like imagine that they check if the Air Force Ones are authentic. They send that shit out to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's all messed up. You know what I mean? Like
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any, that's the first thing I thought about. It's like, what if someone, what if you buy, like you said, some Travis Scott shoes and someone ships you like their old used Vans or something.
Exactly.
Like it's insane.
Like, all they got to do is like, oh yeah, this is real. Yeah, this is authentic. Let's just send it out to the buyer.
It just doesn't make sense. And I wonder if maybe the rep I talked to misspoke and they just made a mistake on the shoe that I sent out. Like maybe it's a miscommunication. But at the same time, my experience through and through on both ends, buying and selling, has been that the experience has clearly been very shitty for the buyer and that eBay doesn't do enough checks. So,
right. Yeah, that's pretty scary, bro. That's definitely pretty scary. So, but again, if you guys are listening to this, please understand and make sure you guys do understand the platforms that you guys are buying and selling from. Because again, another great platform to talk about is like Depop. You know, all these big / small platforms, like they're all going to have like the same exact system. Right. For example, Depop doesn't have an authenticity system yet. So literally, you know, if you buy a Travis Scott, you get a real pair, you could literally send out a fake. But like, you know what I mean? Like that stuff, I feel like a lot of that stuff happens on there. I feel like a lot of that stuff happens on Letgo. You know, a lot of those selling apps that don't have the authenticity implicated into their system, I feel like that happens a lot. So. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just be careful, right? Just be careful. For me right now, as of right now, like I'm mainly just trying to go through Instagram, right?
Right. As and we're going to pick platform. That up.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing too, right? The point that Dom made and that I made is like pretty spot on, because at the same time too, let's just say you create a website. Dom and I have been through the same exact thing, right? People are going to start filing chargebacks. They're going to start doing the same exact thing that I just explained to you with the Travis Scott's and all that, sending, they're going to send you fakes and stuff. So just also be careful, especially when you want to create your own website too, especially through, for me, Wix has been like a very, very, terrible platform,
disaster, dude.
Like for me, I don't really care, as long as like you're doing your shit right. But for me, like the worst platform that I've ever utilized a website or ever created a website on was Wix, right? And you know, a lot of businesses are going through this too, not only through Wix but also through Spotify, right? People are they're holding your, like these platforms are holding your money. Like people are filing chargebacks and they don't do anything. And they don't even do anything about it. Like you literally send, like for me, and at least in my experience, right? I almost sent these people like almost $6,000 worth of product, and like they filed a chargeback. Thank God they filed a chargeback before I sent out the products. But imagine if I would have sent out all the products plus like they get their money back. Like, I kid you not, I was one of the happiest people when I got that order, right? And I was so excited to package it up. And then I got a notification that someone charged back me, right? So, you know, I mean, just again, be careful, guys. And Dom, if you want to elaborate on that, because I'm pretty sure you want to talk about something with Wix.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that.
Right? It's just been a whole thing. I would say be as educated as you can on the platforms you're using to buy and sell. You know, make sure you know where you're protected and where you're not. Websites as a whole, it hasn't just been Wix, just websites and sneakers are a tough combo. I've been in contact with a handful of people just trying to figure out the best way to do it. There's a few problems with running a website as a sneaker reseller. There's the one is chargebacks, like Dylan said, obviously. The other issue is there's a lot of, most payment providers don't want to take resellers because there's this gray area between like, can you sell that intellectual property under your own brand? Like a lot of payment providers won't take sneaker resellers because they don't want to deal with the IP headache. So
yeah,
you want to hear something funny? I don't know if I've told you this or not. So I created a Wix website and it was a disaster, and I don't fully blame it on them or anything because, you know, Wix payments wouldn't cover us, but it's fairly standard in the payment processor industry to not take on sneaker resellers. So that's just been a frustrating thing in general. But the funny thing was, oh man, I can't remember what the platform was called, but there was a platform that was described as being for high risk industry. So it was like, you know, medical marijuana escort services. Like it was like high risk payment provider. And I was just at a point where like I'd built my whole website, and like, you know, when you're checking out on a website, you don't know who the payment processor is. So it doesn't necessarily matter. And I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna call them. I'm gonna just see if they'll take us on. Cause you know, they do payment processing for high risk industries. That was their whole marketing thing, right? I called them. Within 5 minutes, the guy's like, yeah, we can't do sneaker reselling. Like,
yeah. They're not very supportive on that end. Like I've been through all that stuff too.
I want to do more like stuff about what goes right in business, but it seems like this is an episode where we talk about everything that's been a problem lately, which is good because the listeners do need to hear that. But payment processors have been a huge headache for me all the way through. What I just talked about with websites has been a thing. I got banned from Venmo because I had a business account. I was doing business transactions through a personal account. So that's why I use my brother's Venmo now. Okay. I've had issues with Cash App, Apple Pay. I know. That's probably smart. But it's just like, you know, the personal platforms that we use for payments don't really want you to be doing tens of thousands of dollars of business through their apps. And then the actual payment providers don't want to take on sneaker resellers. So that's been just something that's been in the back of my mind too. That could be a big threat to my business model. It's kind of like the eBay thing where it's like, we need to figure out what payment processors actually want us. And it seems like the only one that seems sustainable is Zelle. Cause Zelle just seems to kind of let everything fly.
Exactly.
But like everything else, it's like, you know, if you do too much business through them, or if people are like writing out the name of the shoe with every purchase, so they know it's business transactions, they could ban you on a dime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's tough, you know. It's just one of those things where there's not an easy answer. And that's one of the things I try to talk about with every sneaker reseller I know. It's like, hey, like, what do you do about payments?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You and I have talked about that. Like, like for me, like my main payment platforms are Zelle and Apple Pay. Like sometimes I won't even use Cash App because like I heard Cash App, you could charge back on Cash App. Like, again, scary. Like I hate when, like, this is the thing, and this is like the reality of it. Like, if you're gonna get into reselling, especially like if you're trying to like do this full time, you're gonna run into scams. You're gonna run into a lot of scams and scammers, right? Like, again, For example, like hold your money because someone filed a chargeback on you. Like, how is that supposed to be my fault? You know? And another thing is like chargebacks on Cash App or, you know, eBay or, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't want you to win. And that's just like the whole gist of it, you know, like it's scary. Like in reselling, you guys got to understand that you might lose a lot of money. And I don't want any of you guys to lose a lot of money. So that's why we're telling you this. So definitely, like we said, yeah, go ahead, Dom. Go ahead. Like,
do your homework and be smart.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to take some L's and understand that you are going to take some L's. Do anything you can to avoid that big L and just keep chugging.
Exactly, bro.
And then if you take the big L, hopefully you can at least afford it. But do what you can to not take that one. Because, you know, it's tough. It's just fundamentally hard to organize in a way for two people to have safe transactions over the internet. Like, there's a lot of challenges that come with that, and a lot of different, you know, you can build brand so that people trust you, and that goes a long way for doing transactions on your own terms. But then you have the issues with the, you know, credit card processors and the banks, and then there's different apps out there that are doing everything they can to figure out how to solve the issue. And I think the middleman approach is the only way for sneakers in the future, especially as, you know, fakes get better and just in general more people try to get easy money scamming. But just do your homework, do the best you can,
right?
And be conservative. Keep extra money on deck in case something happens. Always be ready.
Got to be ready
for bad shit to go down.
You got to have like an emergency fund somewhere, guys.
Yep. Like, Berkshire Hathaway is like the goat of that,
bro. But 1000%, like, that was a great topic. Like, I want to hit on that real quick. Like, the emergency fund. Like, so many of you guys are so, like, especially in reselling. I know a lot of people hit me up and they're like, yo, I just bought my first fire pair of personals, or I just made so much profit on my resale business. So I went ahead and, like, bought this new car. Or if you need a car, by all means, do that. But, like, people are literally spending their hard-earned money on like a bunch of liabilities that will not help them in the future. You know, like I know so many people that spend their money on like just a bunch of dumb shit, bro. Like Louis Vuitton and like, you know what I mean? Like all the designer stuff that doesn't appreciate in value over time. But like, here's the thing, right? For example, like what you just said, if you were to get scammed, or if something that was an emergency came up into your life and you had so much invested into your business, right? Like what other money would you have left? You know, so that's why for me, like I put my money everywhere. Like I have an online savings account, bank, like multiple banks, bank accounts, business bank account, personal bank account, multiple investments. You know what I mean? So that later on, if something were to happen, God forbid, I'll have that backup money for me to cover that.
Right. That's important. Like, buy stuff you like, do what you want to do. But, you know, in life and in business, you should have that emergency cash. Not to mention, this is something I preached a lot when I was more coming up and less established. Not that I'm like, I don't want to overplay where I'm at now. I'm still very small in the grand scheme of things, but you know, you need to reinvest your money for sure. Yes. And especially like I could easily go to a handful of events, have a bunch of really good inventory and spend all my cash. And that means that every dime I spent on myself could have been spent on the business to grow more. But this is more applicable if you have like, if you're working off like $500, you can buy three, four, two, whatever. I don't know. You could buy more inventory with that 500, or you can buy yourself things that you don't need. and your business will do much better in the short term and in the long term, especially in the long term, if you decide to just keep chugging along and keep reinvesting. So, you know, I'm not feeling the squeeze right now, so it's not as relevant to where I'm at, but I know that's something I used to preach really heavily when when I was investing like all my liquid cash into the business, and I was like, you don't see me, I don't spend any money on myself because I'm trying to grow, you know?
Yeah, facts. Yo, if you guys peep Dom's recent YouTube videos, peep his breads real quick. Peep his bread 11s on his feet.
I
Yo,
switched up a little bit, but it's
no,
circumstances, you know? Like,
I'm telling you guys, Dom's rich.
it ain't like that at all, trust me. It's still, dude, do you know how much money oh, you have more money in
Damn.
inventory than me. I have so much cash in inventory right now.
I know, same. Yeah, most definitely. I feel that. Like, I bro, a lot of my money too is in crypto. I don't know if George
That's
listens to
interesting.
this, but like George like makes fun of me all the time on XRP. When XRP like goes down, like he always like makes fun of me for it. Like in Dallas, bro, XRP went down like so much, bro. And like this is way off topic, but anyway,
That's cool.
like it just went down again today, and like I have like over 20,000 XRP sitting on it right now, like literally, bro. 20,000 XRP, bro.
What's the dollar value of that? Is it $20,000 or?
Yeah, no, it's so as of right, because when I at the
It's different.
a few
It
months
changes.
ago, no, a few months ago, it was like at $1.60. Now it's at like 70 cents, bro. Yeah. But at the same time too, it's a long-term investment. We'll see, bro. We'll
If
see.
it's a long-term investment, this is like a Buffett quote. I don't know if it was a quote or a paraphrase of a quote, but more or less, it's when you buy something you believe in for the long term, you should buy it and cross your fingers and pray that it goes down. Because when it goes down, it's an even better deal than it was when you initially bought it, and then you go buy more.
Exactly. Like
So if you
that's the
believe in
reason why I
it.
have 20,000 of them. Like I had today, I just bought another 3,000 because, like, again, bro, I used to buy like $1.60. Now it's at like 70 cents. So like I'm just dollar cost averaging.
By the way, listeners, this is not investing advice. Neither of us are experts. I don't know. Have you heard the financial podcast where they give those disclaimers? Like, I don't know who's in a position to have to give those disclaimers. Like, are we important enough to where that's mandatory? Like, I don't really know.
No, we're not. We're nowhere
I don't
close.
think so either.
Nowhere close.
Our 14 listeners from the last one how to go lose a bag.
Yo, we have 14 listeners from our first podcast.
Yeah, bro.
No way.
Yeah,
Did
bro.
you ever promote it?
I didn't. I'll promote this one.
Oh my gosh, that is lit. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You love to see it. That's dope. 14.
Yes, sir.
That's huge. That's
Yeah.
good. That's really good.
It's only, hey, we only on the rise, too. That's what's up.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, bro. Soon a million listeners coming soon.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Top five podcast on Spotify podcast, Apple Pay, Apple not Apple Pay, Apple Podcast, and so on. Stay tuned for
Yes,
sure.
sir. So I feel like it's time to start wrapping up, but I have a specific way I want to end this because at least in my I feel like I vented on this on a lot of things that frustrated me right now in reselling, right? And I think that brings a lot of value to the table for our listeners, but I also think that we need to kind of balance out the energy and end on something that's going really well in business right now, something we're excited for going forward. So,
Got to.
you like that? I think
Yeah,
we do a
like,
little segment on that and run it.
yeah, as much as we talk about like things that we run into, good and bad, like for me, I love inhaling and talking about like the positive things too, you know? So definitely like that, I love that idea, bro.
For sure. So you want to start? You got anything that like what are you excited about? It doesn't have to be sneakers. Like what within the business world are you thankful for, excited about? Like where which what are you
Man.
thinking about?
So first and foremost, there's a lot of things that I could be grateful about, right? That I got a roof over my head, all that
Of
food on the
course.
table, all that stuff, right? Number one. But things that I'm very, very excited about moving forward is like my social media and like the content that I'm going to bring to the table. Because I feel like for my content and the things that I've been producing, and not only on TikTok, Instagram, and what is it? TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. There you go. TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Right, right. Other than all those platforms, like I'm also working on another podcast aside from this, which is All Things Dylan Sangley. So I'm also very excited to continue to run that. Like the reason why I'm so excited about that is because like I don't just talk about like reselling stuff and advice and all that. Like, you know, all that's going to be in there. But at the same time too, the reason why I created that is so that I can document my journey. And I can also talk about personal things that I've been through in my life as an entrepreneur, as you know, from me wanting to be a doctor, and then from me going to college full time, and me dropping out before my junior year, and how my parents took that, and how my family and people around me took that, like. You know, I want people to know, and I want people to understand, like, if you're in the situation that I'm in, like, I want you to listen to those podcasts and like empathize. And like, I also want you to take in like the good steps that I took when I did these things. Right. Like, you know, like I've been through so much, you know, I've been through good, and I've been through a lot of bad things in during this entrepreneurial journey, right? Like I've been through it all, right? Through haters, discouragement, family not believing in me, and you know, I definitely think that you guys should also give that a listen as well. And you know, on all the other platforms, I'm just super excited for the YouTube, and I'm super excited for people around me too, because a lot of people around me are succeeding. They're doing really well. And for me, I love when people around me are winning. Right. Especially like you guys, like you, George, Rob, JQ, like my circle of friends, like my circle of like close friends and family. Like I love it when people win. So, you know, I love seeing that. And I don't like seeing any negativity. I don't like surrounding myself with any type of negativity, but, those are things that I'm definitely excited about. And I'm also obviously excited about this new system that I'm implementing in my life, which is obviously like the topic of this podcast, which is balance, right? Like I'm ready to actually like maintain and improve my lifestyle. Right. I definitely want to see and listen to this podcast, you know, when I've dropped a few pounds, because again, like, my mental and my physical health isn't where it used to be. And I believe that I can excel and I could do way more with this business if I improved it even just a little bit, you know? So I'm very excited for that as well, Dom. So my guy, go ahead and take over. You have any feedback for me, by the way, you have any feedback for me with everything I just said?
I mean, dude, the thing that I really latch on to is I like the intro story, and I think we could definitely chop that up way more on a podcast where we talked about this, where we do a whole pod where we just talk about like what did month number one look like? You know what I mean? Because I think that's super interesting, because neither of us started with a large base of knowledge in our industries. We kind of just started doing shit. So yeah, you know, that's the thing that always really jumps out for me when we have these conversations, that we really need to do an hour-long episode just centered around that and just remember all these different stories and really chop it up for people. But, right. You know, I like everything you said. It's just that mindset first thing. I really believe in that, you know. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy business.
Yeah, 1,000%, bro. Yeah. 1,000%. So, you know, it's going to come into place sooner or later for sure.
For sure. And I'll end the big thing that I'm excited for. I'm gonna keep it short. It's just I thought, you know, you saw it all, but I thought my event content from going to a sneaker event in San Diego turned out really, really good. So I'm excited to go try to make it out to more events, maybe travel a little bit more and just keep getting that content out.
Yeah. Mandatory.
Yeah. No question. So hopefully that TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels content keeps coming, because that was lacking for me for a while, and I've kind of found a new way to do it that I like. So, you know.
I love that, Dom. I love that, bro. I'm excited for you too, bro. Again, I want you to come out and travel with us, bro. Like, you're literally like the only person missing when we travel.
I know, bro. Everyone's moving. I mean, I don't understand how the financials would work for me, but I'm working on it.
Again, bro, like, you know, you got a big enough platform. I would definitely reach out to these events and like try to work something out with them. You know what I mean?
I didn't even realize y'all were getting paid to travel. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, definitely, like, you know,
we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. You got to like, just let them know, like, that you're interested. Worst thing that they could say is no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Especially if I have the content going the way it's going now, where it's like, just how you've been doing it, where it's like you get an hour long YouTube video and 15 short videos distributed across every major platform. Like it's a lot of advertising. So maybe that's something that works out for me too.
Yeah. Right. And like, I'm excited for all that. I'm excited for like the trout, bro. All the traveling content is going to be dope. Like, something I regret too was not making a SneakerCon Dallas video like in there. Like, I think that would have been dope. But
yeah, I think so too.
It's okay. Everything happens for a reason. We're just gonna keep working, bro.
You're good. I know you'll be fine. But yeah, yes, that would have been dope.
Yes, sir, regardless. But yeah, guys, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. Again, the topics that we talked about are very, very beneficial. Not only for you in your business life, but you in your personal life, right? Find balance, right? Realize what you guys are doing in and out of your businesses. And always stay positive regardless of the situation. Always stay positive. So that's kind of how it was, right? We talked about balance. Then we talked about ins and outs of the business. Then we talked about positivity. So definitely think about those things. Those things are super important.
Yeah.
In business and personal life. And yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Dom, you have anything to add, my guy?
I just say I do everything you said. I'm glad we looped it back to the positivity. So you get the problems, the good and the bad. That's what I like. Bring the good and the bad to the table. Everything that's going on. So good stuff, bro.
100%. Love it, bro. Love it. Stay tuned for episode number 3, guys. And make sure you guys go follow, subscribe. Make sure you guys go leave us some feedback on Apple Podcast and all that good stuff. We want to know your feedback. And if it's not on Apple, make sure you guys go leave us some feedback on our Instagram. Just let us know how the podcasts are doing. So Dom is 760.dom and mine is DSANGLAY on Instagram. So go ahead and tap button with us over there. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.
Peace.